Hello everyone, you're listening to Fantasy NBA GOAT, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. And we used to call, well, actually we still call ourselves a family, first and only family fantasy basketball podcast, since my wife Purity and I been doing this podcast since the beginning. But since she hasn't been on a podcast for, this is third episode right now, I think, yeah, third. For now on, we're gonna call this a left-handed podcast, since my right hand is still in a casket, still broken. And actually, that's the reason that Purity hasn't been, that we haven't recorded a podcast. I promised you that we'll do a podcast together on Tuesday or Wednesday, when she had her days off. But since she had to do all the work that usually I do, while I had two hands, but now she had to do everything, and she didn't have time to do podcast. I hope we will find time. I don't know when. I hope we won't have to wait for another 5 weeks for my hand to heal. So that's it. If you can show some support to Purity, actually she's not on social networks anymore. You know, she doesn't have time for that. So actually you cannot show her support. Just send her good vibes. That's all. Since it looks like this is much harder on her than on me. But yeah, I can podcast only with one hand. It's not that hard. I don't use my right hand to talk. Today what we are going to do, we're gonna talk about these first days of the season. As you know, Season started 2 days ago. Season started on Tuesday, depending in what time zone you are. Like, we all are, all of our listeners are in different time zones, so I'm not gonna use days because it's different days. Different day, it's for someone is Tuesday, for someone is Wednesday. Anyways, the first game that has been played was Brooklyn Nets, Milwaukee Bucks. There are so many games. I'm just gonna try to be quick as possible, and I'm gonna just go over some guys that might be interesting for your team. So I'm not gonna be talking about Kevin Durant's, James Harden's. Everybody has them in their team. They are not on waiver wires. There is nothing that you can do about those guys right now. It's not like you can grab them from the waiver wire or even trade for them. It's easy. So let's go and talk about some interesting guys, possibly interesting guys. And let's start with Nick Claxton, who started as a center for Nets. He was not that great. He was not great at all. But the good thing is that he started. He had 12 points. He had 7 rebounds. No defensive stats, shooting 6 from 9 from the field, and he missed all 3 free throws, and that was it. Let's go over to Milwaukee Bucks. Nothing that you might find interesting, no one that you can find on a waiver wire. So let's not waste time. Let's go to the next game. As you know, Warriors and Lakers. I love Warriors won. And the guy that everybody's talking about, of course, Jordan Poole. He was good. He's still on some, actually on many waiver wires, I depending on your league size. 20 points, four threes, three assists, two rebounds, one steal, 8 of 18, 0 of 1 free throws. Nemanja Bjelica was also good, great for his standards, 15 points. He's been added, he's top added guys, he's top added guy at the moment, 15 points, 11 rebounds. What else stands out? 6 of 7 from the field, 2 from 2 free throws. I said 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. That's it. I'm not seeing anyone else who might be interesting here. Lakers. Anthony Davis was good, 33 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 1 3. He was good, 15 from 26. LeBron James also, but we said we're not going to be talking about... I just want to say that Russell Westbrook was bad, and he was not happy about it. Yeah, and while I talked about, I forgot to say, I was talking about Brooklyn Nets. As you all know, Kyrie Irving is going to miss the whole season. So probably you can never be certain with Kyrie, but it looks like he's suspended, and Ned said that they're not counting on him for upcoming season. So for now on, if you drafted Kyrie, it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good at all. Doesn't look like he's coming back. So we'll see. Also with Ben Simmons, I better say it now, maybe because later I forget when we talk about 76ers. He's been suspended for one game. The latest news is that Sixers are still counting. They don't want to trade him. So I don't know what that means. Will they play him? I guess they will. Does he want to play? I don't know. So it's going to be a bumpy ride for everybody like me. I also drafted him like really late in one auction league, and I didn't pay a lot for him, but if he misses lots of weeks, months, I don't even know, then that might not be good investment. So let's move to the next game. This is Pacers Hornets. Let's see what's interesting here. Duarte was really good. I don't know if he's gonna repeat that. As you all know, we are expecting I have a brain freeze now. Caris LeVert. We are expecting Caris LeVert to return probably as soon as possible. His injury doesn't look that serious. So Duarte, what did I say? Duarte. He had 27 points last night. So we are talking about last nine games. These first games were from the first night. 27 points, 6 of 9, really great. From the field, 9 of 15. He had 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Really, really good from him. Other guys, Sabonis 33 points, Miles Turner 4 rebounds. Nothing unusual. Hornets, Miles Bridges, he's one of the guys that we should be talking about. I don't know if he might be. I actually found him. Actually, it's a shallow league, so I found him as a, he was a free agent, but I don't think he's available in many leagues. He had 13 points last night, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 1 3, 4 of 8 from the field. He hit all 4 free throws. This is like he did everything. Nothing was like eye popping, but everything was really good, really good, really decent. LaMelo Ball was really good. He was excellent. Kelly Oubre scored 14 points. Plumlee started as a center, 8 points, 10 rebounds, 1 block. That's and yeah, we should talk about PJ Washington. I actually, many people didn't expect, but I expected. I think we even talked about it that he will be starting from the bench. He had only he played only 19 minutes for 19 minutes. Only 5 points, only 5 rebounds, 1 block, 1 3. And yeah, 3 assists, bad stats for PJ. I don't know, just keep him for now, but it doesn't look good. Next game, Bulls, Pistons. Pat Williams was bad. I don't know, maybe in a dynasty league you can still keep waiting for him to does his thing if there is something like his thing, but he was not good. Lonzo Ball, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 threes, nothing much. Zach LaVine was great. Other guys, yeah, nothing much to say about. So let's go to the team who is for now more interesting from the fantasy point of view. I'm talking about Detroit Pistons. So Isaiah Stewart last night, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 1 block. He shot 1 3, he missed it, 6 from 9 from the field goals. He played 26 minutes. I think he will be better. And we also had Sadiq Bey, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. That's pretty much it. Jeremy Grant, he had a huge usage, played 32 minutes, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal, 2 assists, 3 threes, 8 of 20 from the field. As you know, Kate Cunningham didn't play, he, if I'm not mistaken, he won't be playing next 3 road games. I think their next, Pistons' next 3 games are on the road, and I think the news, he won't play. Killian Hayes was awful. Drop him. If you're playing Dynasty League, I don't know what to tell you, even in a Dynasty, if it's not really deep Dynasty League. He looked really bad, 0 points. And Kelly Olynyk, 22 minutes. This is why Isaiah Stewart didn't get that minutes. They're sharing those minutes. We'll see. I think Stewart will be good. This is just first game. And my neighbor again is cutting or whatever he's doing outside in his front yard. And if you are hearing this and you're upset at me, I'm sorry, guys. I cannot pause now and wait for my neighbor to stop whatever cutting, drilling, stupid thing he's doing. So let's continue and try not to get stressed about this background noises we are talking about now. We're now talking about Boston Celtics, New York Knicks. Robert Williams was really good. No, he was great. 16 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks, 3 steals. This is insane. 5 blocks, 3 steals, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 of 5 from the field, free throw 6 of 8. He played 45 minutes. This is insane. If you drafted him, great for you. If you have him in your dynasty league, even better. I don't have him anywhere. I can just watch this and cry. This is us. And the guy who was the best in these two opening nights, actually this was the real opening night since, you know, first day, only two games. Jaylen Brown, 46 points. 9 rebounds. I'm going to read his stats because he was the best, even though I said I'm not going to be doing this. 46 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 block, 6 assists, 8 threes, field goals 16 of 30, free throws 6 of 8 in 46 minutes. Really great. Yeah, they did play one overtime, and actually they didn't win. They lost the game. Marcus Smart was okay, he was good. Everybody play a lot because they had only eight players in a rotation. Let's talk Knicks. Let's talk Mitch Robinson, who I dropped in my dynasty league because I had to drop 4 guys. So I dropped him, hoping Isaiah Stewart is gonna be much better than him. Actually, maybe not much better, but healthier, and I needed more rebounds, and I thought Mitch's rebounds are not going to be as high as they were a few years ago, but last night he was excellent. He had 11 points, he had 17 rebounds. Those are 5 offensive, 12 defensive for you who are playing in the league with offensive and defensive rebounds like I do. 2 blocks, 3 assists, 5 of 5 from the field. He played 34 minutes. So if you have Mitch, if you drafted Mitch, you just have to hope that he stays healthy. And if he keeps on playing like this, this is going to be awesome. RJ Barrett was decent, 19 points. The points that he scored basically in the last... a quarter and an overtime, I think. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 threes. Who else? Obi Toppin was good. Yeah, Obi Toppin. One guy that put him on your watch list. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. 6 of 9 from the field. He did shot threes, but didn't hit. 3 threes, didn't hit none of it. That's it. Those were the Knicks. Julius Randle, great as always, but we're not talking about that. And next game, Wizards, Raptors. Kyle Kuzma, I know he's drafted a lot. I am not Kuzma believer, even though he was great last night. 11 points, 15 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal, 3 assists, 2 threes, 4 from 13 from the field. He was really good. Daniel Gafford, one of the guys that, I don't know, I was not that high on him, but many people were. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 steals. Defensive stat is great. We'll see what happens when Thomas Bryant returns. Not a lot of rebounds, not a lot of points. Defensive stats, great. Yes, Spencer Dinwiddie. We talked about him a lot. Dinwiddie, 13 points, 6 assists, no threes, 4 rebounds, no steals, no blocks, field goals 4 of 10, 5 of 5 free throws. Yeah, not that special. People were really high on Spencer Dinwiddie. And another guy that I wanted to talk about is what am I missing here? Yeah, there was also Montrezl Harrell with 22 points, 9 rebounds, 1 block, nice field goals, 9 of 11. Yeah, that's it. I don't know why I think I'm missing something. Let's go and see Raptors. The guy that I want to talk about is Scotty Barnes. Many people are low on him. There are a few guys that are really high on him. So there are few analysts who do only rookies, podcasts about rookies, and they are really high on him. I actually took him as in my dynasty league because I needed a player since I put some of my guys on a injury list. So I took him, and I actually don't know what to expect from him. He had 12 points, he had 9 rebounds, 1 steal, he didn't block a shot, 1 assist. He shot 1 3, he missed. He shot 5 of 13. At his college, he was a point guard, which he didn't do here, and he probably won't be playing as a point won't be playing as a point guard, won't be handling a ball actually for Raptors a lot. So I don't know, I'm just gonna keep him for now, and since my league has only 18 moves, my dynasty league, I cannot afford just I cannot afford to drop him after just. Okay, this was not bad. 9 rebounds, 12 points. So I would not drop him anyways, but even if he has a bad next couple of bad games, I won't be dropping him. I'm gonna wait since there are few people that are so high on him. Who else? Let me see. Yeah, nothing much. Kendrick Birch, 9 points, 9 rebounds. That's all. Yeah, the Raptors are the problem is with Barnes and all that is that Pascal Siakam is about to return, and then I don't know what's gonna happen with Scotty Barnes. That is the problem, not his current stats. Next game, Cavs Grizzlies. Evan Mobley was great. So if you drafted Evan Mobley, in my dynasty league, he dropped to 6. Since we have only 2 rounds, he dropped to the sixth position on a draft. Shout out to my friend Wanya who drafted him as a sixth pick. If he continues playing this well, and obviously he will have minutes. This was great. 17 points, 9 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal, 6 assists, 1 3, 7 of 13 from the field. And the most important thing is that he played the most minutes in a team in for the Cavs. 38 minutes, nobody was not even close. Darius Garland played 32. That was the most. So yeah, Kevin Love was really bad. So Kevin Love is probably not taking his minutes. Lauri Markkanen, nothing special. So yeah, that's pretty much it for Cleveland. Let me take a short break and I'm coming back as soon as possible. Okay, guys, I'm back. I just had to drink some water. We just went over the Cleveland Cavs stats. Ricky Rubio was good. He had, I forgot to mention him, he had 12 points, 10 assists, one steal, three threes, four rebounds. It was really good. Nothing else. All of these other guys. Darius Garland, 30 points, 12 assists, three threes. Jarrett Allen, 25 points, three blocks, three steals. Really, really great from him. Not many, only four rebounds. But yeah, he was also really good. It looks like Cleveland is gonna be a really interesting team this season for fantasy. And now let's go over and talk about the Grizzlies. JJJ, Jaren Jackson, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks. He played 31 minutes. He hit 3 threes. Ja Morant was excellent, 37 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. Only 1 3, 17 of 29 from the field. Desmond Bane, 22 points, and DeAndre Melton. Let's talk about him. He's the guy that we've been talking about for years now. Will he finally get his chance, his minutes? He played 31 minutes last night. He had 20 points, four threes, four of six. He shot from the field 8 of 14, four rebounds, three assists, no defensive stats. I just hope, I see that he's, I think that people lost hope in him, and I see that he's available on many waiver wires, so put him on your, well, actually just take him, just take him from the waiver wire. It's worth of risk. If your team is not stacked, if your league is not small, just take him. If not, then put him on the watch list, because he will give you defensive stats. He will give you a steal. This is really good all around stats. That's all pretty much from this game. Let's go to the next game. Houston Rockets, T-Wolves. Jason Tate was awful. I know many people were high on him. Doesn't look like he's gonna be really good this season, but okay, first game, you never know. Okay, let's talk about these two guys. First of all, Jalen Green, a rookie, not a good night. Okay, don't panic, of course. You drafted him high, paid him a lot of money in auction league, whatever your draft was. Only 9 points, one steal, four rebounds, one of six, for three field goals, four of 14. He played 32 minutes. That's him and Christian Wood only play 32 minutes. That means he will play. So do not panic. Let him. He's a rookie. Just wait a little. This is not. As like you should not be high on Evan Mobley that much, even though I'm after this game, what I saw, this is great, but like just hold your horses. This Evan Mobley, like he's not gonna be that great every game, and Jalen Green, I can guarantee you he's not gonna be this awful every game. Kevin Porter Jr. played 25 minutes. Also, many people were so high on him. After this game, many people are trashing him, but I don't think this is. I think he will be better. I don't think he's spectacular. I don't think he's that great, but I don't think that he's this bad. Only 11 points, one steal, three assists, three rebounds. He hit two threes. He can be a little bit better. Also, wait. Do not panic. Anyways, you're not gonna drop him. He was going high, so And another guy that everybody's talking about, Alperen Şengün played 19 minutes. He had 11 points, 6 rebounds, no blocks, but 3 steals, 2 assists from the field, 3 of 4. He didn't take a 3-point shot. He shoot from the free throw 5 of 5. So good stats for 19 minutes, and I just hope that he will get into that starting lineup, that he will push out Daniel Theis from the starting lineup, and that he will be getting over 20 minutes per game, and in that case his stat is gonna look much better. Okay, now let's go and talk about T-Wolves. Anthony Edwards was great, 29 points, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 assists, 6 threes, 6 of 12, 10 of 21 from the field. Played 31 minutes, the most in the team. Other guys, Cat was great. We said we're not gonna talk about top guys, but because of the problems that Cat had and all that, he said that he's finally back in love with basketball, or however he phrased it, and that his mind is back on that is concentrated on back on basketball. So he had really great stats: 30 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 2 assists, 3 threes, 11 from 11 of 15 from the field. Yeah, really, really good. D'Lo was also really good. 22 points, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 rebounds, 4 of 8 for threes, 6 of 16, 6 for 16 from the field. So yeah, D'Lo was really good. And Jaden McDaniels, we should mention him, he played 26 minutes. And he had only 4 points, only 4 rebounds, even though he's a power forward, but he had great defensive stats: 3 blocks, 4 steals, 1 assist, he missed 1 3, field goals 2 of 3. What's important, these defensive stats, 3 blocks, 4 steals, that this looks unreal. And when that defensive stats goes down to, I don't know, 1 point something blocks, 1 steal in best case or something like that, and if his points do not go up and his rebounds do not go up, then there is nothing to it. He's just mediocre player and nobody's going to be excited about him. Let's not waste time. 76ers, as you know, Tyrese Maxey is starting now, for now, until when, nobody knows. He scored 20 points, had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 of 3 from 3-point line, behind 3-point line. 8 of 14 field goals, free throws 2 of 2. So for now he is, well, for now, we'll see what's, nobody knows. I don't think even people in Philly knows what's going on over there. Nothing else, like, there is Embiid, who was good, Tobias Harris, and I don't see. Korkmaz has 22 points and 5 rebounds, 4 of 4 threes. He played 20 minutes. Okay, Pelicans. Pelicans, Nickeil Alexander-Walker is the guy who is just flying off waiver wires today. Everybody's grabbing him. Maybe if I woke up earlier, I would be able to grab him somewhere. Even though I think I used my, yeah, I did use my max moves in my dynasty league. So, anyways, 23 points, one steal, one block, five assi one assist. Five rebounds, 4 of 8 from 3-point line, behind 3-point line. Is it f I always say behind because here we say behind 3-point line. I think in America you say from 3-point line. If I'm mistaken, correct me please. Because you take a shot behind the line. If you step on the line, the shot is then it's 2-point shot. So that was short lesson of Serbian English for you. Field goals 9 of 16. So yeah, grab him. If you didn't, go run and grab him. Devonte Graham 18 points, one block, one steal, five assists, one rebound, 4 of 6 threes, 6 of 9 from the field goals, from the field goal. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Josh Hart, nothing special. And yeah, these other guys, nobody was really good. Nobody's even decent. So let's not waste time. Let's talk about Magic and San Antonio Spurs. So yeah, there is a lot to talk about. Magic team. They had Franz Wagner scoring 12 points. Two blocks, one steal. He had four rebounds, two assists. He missed both threes, 6 of 9 from the field goals. For now, he's good. When Jonathan Isaac returns, then I don't know. What's gonna, but like for now on, he's decent. He played a lot. He actually not a lot. He played the most minutes in for Magic, 32 minutes. Another guy, Wendell Carter Jr., 13 points, 8 rebounds, no blocks, one steal. Also 1 3. And then Mo Bamba, 18 points, 4 blocks, one steal, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 threes, 6 of 8 from the field. 27 minutes, Carter played, and 19 minutes, Bamba was really good. Just pay attention at these two guys. Bamba is definitely better. Fantasy points player, Carter real-time player. See how this situation is going to resolve with Bamba and Carter. They're not on waiver wires, anyways. Maybe Bamba but I'm not sure. So we had Jalen Suggs, who was not about to start for Magic. I think RJ Hampton, no, who was, no, Harris was, Gary Harris was about to start, and then he didn't start just prior to the beginning of the game. There was a notice that the Suggs is starting. Jalen Suggs, who had some stomach flu, stomach bugs that was bothering him for days. So he started as like my neighbor started drilling or whatever he's doing. Let me look and see. I cannot see what he's doing. Something annoying and weird that makes some, yeah, you can hear some really annoying sounds. So yeah, Jelinek started and he played a lot. 30 minutes, he was not that good. He had 10 points, one steal, one assist, one rebound, 1 of 6 for 3 field goals, 3 of 14 from a free throw line, 3 of 3. So not a good stats. I took him in my dynasty league. I mean, I took him from the waiver wire, and since so many people were high on him prior to the preseason, many people projected him to be rookie of the year. I'm just gonna wait for, I don't know, some time and see what's going on over there. Is he gonna be at least decent? Because this is not decent stats, at least not for any of the leagues that I'm in. Nothing. Terrence Ross, 15 points, nothing else to talk about here. So Spurs, Keldon Johnson. I know many people are high on Keldon Johnson. He had 15 points, but that's all what he had. So I don't know, like, this is such an empty stats, empty calories from Keldon Johnson. I don't know in what type of the league he's useful for you. If he doesn't, at least at the beginning of last season, he was rebounding, he was scoring points, and he would from time to time, you know, he would block a shot, have a steal. So, but this only 4 rebounds and nothing else. It's just waste of your slot. Jakob Pertl, 12 points, 13 rebounds, no defensive stats, 7 assists, that's good. Field goal, 6 of 8, that's good. And now two most interesting guys in this team, Derek White and DeJounte Murray. So let's leave the most interesting, at least for me, Derek White, for the end. So let's talk about DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray had 15 points, 8 assists, 4 steals, 6 rebounds, and he missed all 4 threes. From the field, he shot 6 of 70s. He played 31 minutes. Derek White, he played 30 minutes. He had 16 points, 1 steal, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 threes, 6 of 11 from the field. Decent stats. I think Derek will be better than this. I know this is good stats, but I think he's capable of better stats. I've been hyping him throughout the summer, I mean, throughout September when we started the recording. Another two guys, Lonnie Walker, 17 points, 1 block, 1 steal, 6 rebounds, 3 threes. That's it. That's good. That's great for Lonnie Walker. Darius Vassell, 19 points, 5 assists, and 3 threes. That's pretty much it what he did. Both of them played 25 minutes. Next game, OKC Utah Jazz for the Thunder. Darius Beasley, 15 points, 7 rebounds, no defensive stats, only 1 3. Is that good or bad? It's up to you to decide, and your league size and everything. Will he be better? I don't know what to tell you. Probably, since Pokuševski was awful, 0 points, 0 blocks, everything is almost zero if you look his stats. So we're not gonna waste time on Pokuševski, but this is just the first game, so do not panic. Let's wait and see. Lugans Dort, also not good, only 7 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 3. He can hit threes, but not tonight. Josh Giddey, many people so high on Josh Giddey. Okay, you didn't expect points from Josh Giddey, and he didn't give you points. 4 points, 10 rebounds, that's what is expected from Giddey, but nothing else. No defensive stats, no steals, no blocks. Only 3 assists for 29 minutes. I said no threes, yeah. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was great. I mean, he was good for his standards. Nothing especially great. Isaiah Roby, 8 points, 8 rebounds, no defensive stats. Tio Melodon, bad. That's it. Oh no, I forgot. Utah Jazz. I'm sorry, Jazz fans. Let's see who's interesting here. Yeah, I cannot find any young player that you would be interested in me talking about. Okay, Jordan Clarkson, he was good last year. Now only 18 points and 2 threes, that's all. Bogdan Bogdanovic was decent. He had a lot of 22 points, but everything else. Okay, 1 steal, 4 rebounds, 2 threes. For fantasy points leagues, that's good. And that's pretty much all. And we have 2 games left to go. We have Nuggets and Suns. Aaron Gordon, you probably got him low on your draft or cheap, however you want. Last night he had 12 points, 8 rebounds, 1 block, 1 3, 4 assists. I don't think that even you, if you drafted him, expected him to be much better than this. Everybody lost hope that he's gonna become a superstar like we all thought years ago when he was in Orlando. So this is a decent stats for him, especially in fantasy points league. This is not bad. Well, actually, it's not that great. I don't have a number of fantasy points in front of myself. I'm trying to calculate. Not bad, not great, but it is what it is. Will Barton was good. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 4 threes. 8 of 14 from the field. So, Michael Porter Jr., he had 15 points. He had 2 steals, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 of 3 threes, 6 of 9 field goals. He played 34 minutes. Jokic was great. Monte Morris, not great. Campazzo, really bad. Other guys, nothing special, nothing to write home about. Suns, Miles Bridges, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 threes. Devin Booker was not good. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Other guys, DeAndre Ayton, also nothing special. And the last game of the night, Sacramento Kings, Portland Trail Blazers. Harrison Barnes just went off for 36 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists, 8 of 11 threes, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, 10 of 19 from the field. Like, he was awesome. 37 points. He played 37 points. There was no overtime in this game. It was just Harrison Barnes going crazy. Will we see game like this repeat? Well, I hope so. Not for myself. I don't have him in any league, but for you. Rasharm, yeah. Holmes, he was really good. I can just cry about it because I traded him away for Tyler Hero. Yeah, I better don't talk about that trade because now that trade looks so stupid. It's a dynasty league and I had so many centers. I didn't know what to do with so many centers, so I traded him and Jordan Clarkson for Tyler Hero since I needed point guards. But yeah, it didn't pay off. He had 21 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 2 assists, 1 of 1 from a 3-point line, 10 of 9 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Just awesome. De'Aaron Fox also great in the fantasy points leagues. He just killed it. He was awesome. Haliburton not good at all. Only 2 points and everything is just like 2-1, 2-1. Like, let's not waste time on his stats. Who else? Buddy Hield, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 4 threes. And Portland Trailblazers. Normal power, Powell, nothing special, only 1 3, 14 points. You know, that's his best weapon, so he didn't deliver. Yusuf Nurkic was really good at 20 points. In my fantasy 14 teams fantasy points league, I paid only 11 bucks for him, so that was my best move of that draft. And if he keeps on playing like he did last night, that's gonna be great investment. It's the league where it's a keeper league where you can keep 4 players and every year you add $5 to the price of that player. No matter if you got him like from you drafted him or whatever, you just add $5. So he's worth even $16 for the next season if he keeps on playing like this. And this is how he played. I'm just, you know, running around the bushes. He played 29 minutes, which is not a lot for these stats. 20 points, 1 block, 14 rebounds, 1 3, 6 of 10 from the field, 7 of 7 from the line. I said 3 is 1 of 1, assists 2. Only 1 turnover. Great, great, great. Lillard had 34 points. Other guys, no other guys. Nobody was special. So guys, I don't know in what time zone you are. For me, this is night when I sleep. I'm in Central European Standard Time. We'll have Mavericks playing Hawks at home, Bucks Heat at home, and Clippers Warriors at home. So yeah, that was a box score breakdown for the first 2 days. So guys, before we wrap up this episode 45, let me just tell you something about the plans for this podcast. I'm planning not to keep recording by myself because I can tell that you're bored just listening to myself talking, and you would probably like to hear Purity too. It was much more fun for you, for me, so I just hope that we can find time in future to do podcasts together every episode like we used to do it before. Also, I'm hoping to have Goiko and Maria again. As you can remember, it was episode 43. If you didn't listen, go and listen. It was really a funny episode. So I would like them to come back and be guests again. And also, another friend of mine, Alexander, who is also loves NBA. I hope to have him as a guest on this podcast. So yeah, the plan is to have Purity here all the time, and as much guests as I can arrange to come, and we record together. So that's it. Let me just tell you where you can find our podcast. Our website is fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled with Weebly. Our social network addresses are, I mean, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and our handle is fantasynbagoat. Follow us, listen to our podcast at any podcatcher. Those are Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, of course, Anchor, literally any other podcatcher where you listen to your podcast. If you want to write to us about something, write at fantasyambigot@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me, but I don't know why would you follow me, but if you find me, if you find me interesting in any way and you want to follow me, then feel free to follow me at Ivan Slavoj. That's my handle at any social network. I mean, yeah, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I think those are the all socials that I have. So that's IVANSLAVULJ. Okay, I hope you got it. So that's it, guys, and thank you very much for sticking with me. I know it's not easy to listen to me talking for hour or more. And see you next time. I hope with purity, and bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.